At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Junior, thank you. Subject, I'm stuck between a sister and a brother. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past year, I have been sleeping with my best friend's little sister. When I went to college, I lost all contact with her until we reconnected last year at her brother's 4th of July party. I hadn't seen this woman since she was a young girl, and my, oh my, God aged. But my, oh my, God, she. Oh, I get it. My, oh my God,
Shirley, she's aged like fine wine.
Yes, Shirley, Steve, sorry.
You want to start over, baby? Because I don't know who you take. If you talking about the Lord, I don't know what this letter
I just couldn't figure that one out.
God, oh God, is God.
And Lord. My, oh my God. That's what he's trying to say. But I'll start over. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, for the past year, I've been sleeping with my best friend's little sister. When I went to college, I lost all contact with her until we reconnected last year at her brother's 4th of July party. I hadn't seen this woman since she was a young girl, and my, oh my God, she's aged like fine wine, okay? I'm 14 years older than her, but we're all grown now. The Lord took his time with that body. That evening, we caught up, had a few drinks, shared some laughs, and as the night progressed, we ended up in her brother's coat closet. This woman did things to me that I'd never had done to me. Since then, we have become increasingly close, and we've talked about taking it to the next step. She has said, it's of utmost importance that we go about this the right way and tell her brother about us. The problem is, her brother is a 6'6 bodybuilder that is very protective of his sister, and he's a hothead. Because of his size, he's always ready for a confrontation over the smallest stuff. I have personally never had a disagreement with him in all of the years we've been friends, so I'm skeptical on telling him face to face. I don't want to clash with him, but I really love his sister, and it's been almost a year. The sneaking around is getting old, and I hope he can process the information in a mature manner. To put things in perspective, her brother and I are in our mid-40s, and we have been friends since the 8th grade. I never had these kinds of feelings for his sister when we were young, so I need to be clear about that up front. How should this go? Should we do it together, or should I talk to her brother alone first? Please advise. All right, so my answer is going to be short because I don't really see a major problem here. Are you really afraid of her brother? I mean, someone you've been friends with since the 8th grade, that should be all the more reason for you to tell him straight up you love his sister. sister. I know it's his sister, but you guys are no longer in elementary and high school. And his sister's a grown woman now. She's free to come and go and date and love whoever she pleases, even if it's you. Do you have a reputation of being like a bad boy or a player or something? Or does he have a rep for putting his hands on all the guys that his sister dates? Because if not, you know, put your big boy pants on. Go tell him what's up. Just go tell him. I think she will respect and love you more if you man up and just go by yourself and don't bring her. One question, though. I get that he's 6'6". He's a big guy. He likes to fight and all that. You said that. But what is your size? You did not bring that out in the letter. You said he likes to confront people over the smallest stuff. So what is your size? You failed to mention that. Is that why you're so scared to tell him? I just say, look at it this way. The sooner you tell him, the happier she'll be because you did what you wanted her to do. Okay? Are you a little guy? Steve?
Shirley read this letter as a woman. I'm going to read this letter as a man. And so you can understand why this man wrote this letter.
Okay.
For the past year, I've been sleeping with my best friend's little sister. Right there. Right there. You already know you out of line. You already know. You already know how we are because we know each other. If these dudes have been best friends, then they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what you doing with my little sister after I know all this about you? That's the first problem we're dealing with. Then he said, when I went to college, I lost all contact with her because we reconnected last year at her brother's 4th of July party. I ain't seen this woman since she was a young girl. Oh, my God, she done aged like fine wine. I'm 14 years older than her, but we all grown now. The Lord took his time with that body. That evening, we caught up. Here we go. Here where the rest of it got real janky. Got caught up, had a few drinks, shared some laughs. Night progress. We ended up in her brother's coat closet. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to strongly suggest that when you do talk to him, you definitely got to leave that out.
Yes.
See, the reason he wrote this letter, Shirley, because as a man, he know. I'm dealing with my best friend who and I have been running dirt and running women together. Now, I done went behind his back and got his little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him at the 4th of July party and had him in his coat closet. He can't tell none of this here, Shirley.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The woman did things to me that I never had done to me before. Gonna probably need to leave that part out, too.
Yeah.
See, Shirley, that's why he nervous. Because he got all this information. And then we come back, I'll tell you the rest of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll have part two of Steve's response to I'm Stuck Between a Sister and a Brother. That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I'm stuck between a sister and a brother.
Yeah, this dude got himself in a jam. He is stuck between a sister and a brother. They've been best friends. He ain't seen them since college. He go back to his friends on 4th of July party, and his young sister is there. And now she got a banging body and all that. They done had some drinks and some laughs. They wind up in the closet together. Now, two things. It's your best friend's little sister, you know, and you had her in the closet. His closet at his house. And then she did some things you ain't never had done before. You got to leave all this information out. I don't know why you wrote it in the letter either. I hope you hear this letter.
I don't.
Now, we've become increasingly close, and we've talked about taking it to the next step. She said it's utmost important that we go about this the right way and tell her brother about us. Now, the problem is her brother's 6'6 bodybuilder that is very protective of his sister, and he's a hothead. Okay, so now, right here, you scared.
Yeah.
And Shirley, ain't no, are you scared? He's scared.
Yes.
He's scared. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Because of his size, he's always ready for a confrontation over the smallest stuff. Well, this ain't small, though. See, you done got behind his back. He gonna say you snuck behind his back and you got his little sister. That's what you finna deal with. Now, hold up. I personally never had a disagreement with him in all these years, and we've been friends. So I'm skeptical of telling him face to face because I don't want to clash with him. Oh, it ain't the clash you worried about. It's that ass whipping you worried about. No, it ain't the clash. It ain't got nothing to do with the clash, homie.
What does it have to do with, Steve?
It's that ass whipping you scared of taking.
That kind of rhymes.
Keyword, clash. That's all this is. But I really love his sister, and it's been almost a year. And the sneaking around is getting old. And I hope he can process the information in a mature manner. He ain't. He can't. He's 6'6". He a bodybuilder. What bodybuilder you know other than Lee Haney know how to process information in a sensible fashion? He the only nice bodybuilder I've ever met. All the rest of them jacked up on steroids, which affects their mental capacity at all times. And hell yeah, they hot heads because they got steroids in there.
Oh, okay.
He finna kick your behind, dog. He and Moose Swain, he finna beat your behind. You already know this, huh? To put things in perspective, her brother and I are in our mid-40s. And we have been friends since the 8th grade. You already know you're getting your ass whooped now. See, you already
been friends
know that.
Too long?
Yeah, you done seen him jump on a lot of people. That's why you scared.
Yeah.
Now, I never had these kind of feelings for his sister when we were young, so I need to be clear about that up front. How should this go? Well, I know how it should go, but now you know how it's going to go. And that's what you're scared about. So now, should we do it together? That's another scary statement.
No.
See, you need protection. That ain't how you do it. You got to man up, dog, and go on over there and handle this yourself. You got to take this woman like a man. Now, is there a chance he going to sucker punch you? Yeah. Should we do it together? Or should I talk to her brother alone first? Please, you got to go to her brother alone.
That's right.
He said, hey, man. I don't want to talk to you with nobody in this room but us, because we men. See, if you take the girl in there and he's looking at his little sister, he going to knock you out for sure.
He going to knock you out.
Now, Steve, is he a little guy, though, you think?
No, he ain't no little guy. He just ain't 6'6 and no bodybuilder.
Yeah, okay.
You know, he might be, you know, 5'10, you know, something like that. Little man like Tommy or something.
No,
yeah, he probably Tommy size. Tommy real scary ass, dude. Yeah, Tommy. Or Jay size, whatever you want to do. You can get him, throw Jay O's in there.
I'm bigger than Tommy now.
Now you want to be bigger than Tommy. What happened to Team Tommy? Yeah. Now you know your friend, Lil.
Tommy? I'm on Team
Tommy. You know, okay, so what I'm telling you is, you got to go in there and you got to say, hey, man, this is what, let me talk to you about something. Now, look, man, I don't want you to handle this the wrong way, but me and you, we got to talk about this. Okay? Yeah. All right, here's the deal. Hey, man, I've been talking to your sister. And we've been talking for a while now. And the first thing he going to say is, the hell you mean talking? Been talking about what?
Talking about what y'all been talking about?
Well, we've been talking about, you know, being together.
Being together like how? In what way being together? What do you mean, like being together? Like going to the store and coming back to the house?
No, man. Like we got feelings for each other.
We got to go.
Yeah, now right there is where you probably gonna get put out. But you gonna come back. You gonna come too, and you'll be fine. I've been knocked out before. You don't even know it for a while.
All right, listen, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.